Turmoil in the Middle East has the attention of the G8 and ministries. The fate of a U.S. Christian in North Korea is realized, and Christmas ministry already? These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. As world leaders met in France for the G8 summit, the uprisings in the Middle East dominated discussions. Even as the governments discuss transitions and reaction, a radio ministry is already responding. Words of Hope's Lee DeYoung says their team adapted their programs and found themselves with the right message when the turmoil began in Tunisia earlier this year.
All of this rising uncertainty also presents new opportunities for gospel outreach. Amidst change, people are often more open to fresh perspectives, including spiritual alternatives.
Keep praying wisdom for the team as they continue their response in the heat of the Arab Spring.
The change that was sought is not leading necessarily in positive directions. As people reflect on how this is happening, why it's happening, they may be drawn to the profound wisdom and appeal of Jesus Christ himself.
Meanwhile, an Algerian Christian's been sentenced to 5 years in prison for proselytizing. Voice of the Martyrs Canada reports that when the accused and another believer were found telling a neighbor about their faith, they were arrested for breaking the blasphemy law. The other believer was eventually released. Religious injustice is notable in Algeria, where seven churches were forced to close last week as well. Pray for this man and for other believers' boldness. You're listening to Mission Network News. Slavic Gospel Association's Eric Mock says there's really no middle class in Ukraine, so the poorest of the poor go hungry and their children neglected.
One of the things that SGA is doing is partnering with Children's Hunger Fund to supply these local churches with humanitarian aid, predominantly food products, so that they can show the love and compassion of God while opening doors to present the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Many youth have a passion to reach the kids of their communities.
So when you have these young teenagers and these young men and women in their early 20s who have a passion for the gospel, who show these children something more than the world has presented to them thus far, and then tell them of a God who saves and loves them, that there's something more than the despair and desperation around them, it is like casting a light.
Pray for the relationship being built and help at our website. Meanwhile, a U.S. Christian is now free after being held in North Korea for 6 months. 60-year-old Jun Young Shu of California was reportedly facing charges of proselytizing in the communist nation, which is illegal. He was released on what North Korean authorities claim are humanitarian grounds. Jun was working legally in North Korea when he allegedly admitted to sharing his faith, which violates North Korea's zero-tolerance law for religious activity. Pray for the oppressed underground church there. And Christmas in Haiti begins in August. At least that's the case for Haiti with Love, because the annual Christmas party they throw in December in Haiti is a big task that requires months to prepare. For Haiti's Rosalinda Hart coordinates the event. The downturn in the U.S. economy has stretched the resources.
The challenge now is contributions are lowering. We do whatever we can do with what we get.
That requires a lot of creativity, DeHart explains.
We have the Christmas in August here in Florida, and then that money and the toys that people bring, then and on Christmas Day in Haiti, we have a party for about 500 children.
It's also another way to share the hope of Jesus Christ with the community.
Pray that For Haiti with Love can be able to go on 40 more years or so, and that the contribution continue coming in.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Faith Comes by Hearing is honoring the 400th anniversary of the King James Bible. The KJV made it possible for the average person to understand God's Word. To help celebrate, they're making a free dramatized KJV New Testament available to you on MP3 CD. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.